T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest is going to be on the call for Westwood One. You can actually hear that right here on 92.3 The Fan on Sunday, covering the Bengals and Chiefs game. He also, not only is he on the call with Ian Eagle and Laura Achman, he's also a Hall of Fame tackle. Tony Boselli joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, happy to have you here. Happy second-to-last Football Friday that we have before August. Do you get, because I know you work a lot during football season, so do you ever get to the point where you're like, oh man, I just can't wait for the circus to end so I can relax? Or are you like me, I'll enjoy the rest. I also, I want to put off as much as I possibly can because I will miss football way too much.
Yeah, I'm probably, as I've gotten older, it's like at the end of the season, I'm like, okay, good. I'm glad it's over. I need a break. I like my weekend back. I like golf. Because I do the Westwood One Thursday night and then the playoffs for Westwood One, and I do the Jaguars every Sunday. And so it's a lot of football and a lot of weekends away from the house, but which I love doing it. But by the end, I'm like, you know what? Not getting on a plane this weekend, playing a little golf, seeing my wife wouldn't be a bad thing for at least a couple months. Now, having 6 months in between the season, end of the season and the start, that's a little too long for me.
Yeah, I also love to golf, and there's only so much golf. There's only so much golf in that 6 months. Let's get to this game this weekend. When you look at this game, do you see specific to, because these teams matched up in the title game, or the conference title game last year, are either the Chiefs or Bengals better than the versions of themselves that met up last year in the AFC title game?
I don't think the Chiefs are better because they don't have the. They're a great team, great offense. But, without, they don't scare you as much with no Tyreek Hill. And Mecole Hardman was hurt last week. We'll see. I haven't seen the latest injury report today. But that speed isn't the same with the Chiefs. I don't think they scare you as much for the top. They might be a little bit better defensively. Chris Jones is dominant, and Karloftis, the rookie pass rusher, has had a good rookie season. So they might be a little bit better on that side. I think the Bengals overall are a better team. Now, you could question that with the three injuries up front at the offensive line. It didn't seem to bother them last week against Buffalo. I love Joe Burrow. I love both quarterbacks, but Joe Burrow is just, to me, the way he plays it's even the pre-snap and what he does pre-snap is amazing, how quick he is to make decisions and really helps out an offensive line. Now, it does help that he has Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins out there. It makes his job a little bit easier. I think it's going to be a fabulous game. I probably lean towards the Bengals because of the injury to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is probably the scariest quarterback in the NFL, but it's also because what he can do with his feet and extend plays and that rocket arm he has. That ankle, I believe, will hobble him a little bit and slow him down, and that's a big advantage to the Bengals.
Tony, I know players and ex-players don't think of this the same way us mere mortals think of this, but with Joe Burrow, if he beats Patrick Mahomes on Sunday and second straight Super Bowl, does he surpass Patrick Mahomes as the clear best quarterback in the NFL?
No, I don't think so, because I could debate right now he's better than Patrick Mahomes. And I can debate that Patrick's better than Joe. I mean, I think it's really close going in. And I don't think one game determines that. And And I think it's great. And listen, I've done talk radio. I love talk radio, sports talk radio. And I love listening to it. And I love fans. It's a great fan sport talks radio debate. You know, if Burrow's beat Mahomes. Well, the reality is, neither of them are going to play against each other. And who can operate better with their weapons against the opposing defense? Because I think that's really what this game's going to be. I think there's going to be points. And I think, you know, both quarterbacks could have great games. And it's going to come down to who can make one less mistake or which defense can get that stop. I just think Burrow, because of the Mahomes injury, I think they have an advantage. But I don't think it changes how anyone views Patrick Mahomes. Maybe they elevate Burrow a little bit, but at least for my book, they're 1-2 going into this game. Maybe I better said 1A, 1B, and I think there'll be 1A, 1B coming out of it.
So with that, do you think – I'm glad that you said it the way that you did, which was 1A, 1B. Do you think that over the last 2 years – because it's always – the conversation is always – they're a franchise quarterback. They're system quarterback. They're a game manager. We have all these designations. But once you reach franchise quarterback, it feels like if you're just in that conversation, it's good enough. Do you think that Burrow and Mahomes have elevated themselves to their own category of greatness, even with other similar, you know, Lamar's, Josh Allen's, those kind of quarterbacks?
Not in my book. I think the way I look at it is I think the AFC is going to be a gauntlet to get to the Super Bowl over the next decade. I think you have the best young quarterbacks in the AFC. You have the guys we're talking about, Burrow, Mahomes. You have Josh Allen, superstar. You have Justin Herbert, superstar. You have Trevor Lawrence, superstar. You have Lamar Jackson, questions where he'll be with the contract, but former MVP. Right there, it's a gauntlet. It's a murderer's row to get to the Super Bowl. And I don't think that Mahomes, like I'll give you a perfect example. Last year when the Chiefs played the Bills, did Josh Allen lose that game? Or did Mahomes, because of poor clock management, get 15 extra seconds and then find a way to kick a field goal and send overtime and then win the coin toss? Like, I don't think leaving that game last year, Mahomes versus Allen, very many people thought that Mahomes was a ton better than Josh Allen. So I have him right up there too. I think what you see with Justin Herbert's done, I think Trevor Lawrence he might be as talented or more talented than any of them. Now I also am biased because I love the Jags, and then you have other guys. So I think they're all. I think next decade in the AFC is gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny because if you had just said, like, if you put Josh Allen in the NFC, there, you can have a conversation that he's easily the best quarterback there. Or
that's
even
right.
Even like Lamar, right? Or Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. These are all guys that you could start to have that conversation about. And in the AFC, it's like, oh, that's cute. He's like the fourth best quarterback to some people.
Yeah, exactly right. Isn't that crazy? Well, here's the thing. When you guys are in Cleveland, and I'm not going to make any judgments on Deshaun Watson after, you know, sitting out 2 years. He wasn't very good this year, but okay, give him a chance. But you have the highest paid quarterback in the AFC too, Deshaun Watson. I mean, you got another top pick in Tua, who was great at the beginning of the year and got hurt. You know, so I mean, you just look at the quarterbacks who are playing great right now that are young, and then you got a handful like you're trying to figure out, like they've been great in the past. You know, can they find that magic again? I mean, I think of Lamar Jackson. You know, 2 years beat up, 2 years of injury. Can you get back to what he was when he was MVP? Deshaun Watson, 2 years of sitting out really with his issues. Can he get back to what he was before the off-field issues? Well, now all of a sudden, if those two do that, holy cow, good luck getting through that.
Tony, I know you're on the AFC call this weekend, Bengals-Chiefs on Westwood One. And again, if people are just joining us, you can hear that game and its counterpart, NFC, on the on this station right here, 92.3 The Fan on Sunday. But I did want to get your thoughts on Philadelphia in San Francisco and where you think that one goes.
Well, cutting to the chase, I think Philly wins a tight one, I think. And I'm just giving that advantage because they're at home. This is one of those games, and they don't happen often, that I could watch with never following the ball. You have the best offensive line in football. with the who has the best center and best right tackle on their team in Kelce and Lane Johnson. And you have the number one defense with one of the best fronts in football, led by Nick Bosa. Like, I can't wait to watch Nick Bosa and Lane Johnson match up. You kidding me? That's going to be, I mean, bring the popcorn, forget about where the ball goes, right there. And then you flip the other side, and you got the number one front four rushing the passer against a dynamic offense, you know, the way they call it, move the pocket and everything, and you have who has the number one left tackle in all football going against those great pass rushers. I mean, I can't wait to watch that. I think this game is going to be a classic because you have two great lines of scrimmages on both sides of the ball, offense and defense on both teams. And it's really going to come down best against best who can win that battle and disrupt the other and disrupt the quarterback, or who can protect it if you're on offense. And I think it's going to be a fabulous game. I give Philly a slight advantage because they're at home and you got a rookie quarterback in Brock Purdy who's played great, but it's still a different thing to go on the road in a championship game.
Tony, we got about 60 seconds. We got some people in town who are jealous of Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, seeing what Cincinnati's doing in the division here. And we've asked every former athlete on the station in the last 24 hours whether when you were playing, you played in Jacksonville and Houston, was there ever another franchise that actively you felt jealous of?
The only team I was ever jealous of was whoever won the Super Bowl that year, because it wasn't me. So go look how I played and just list all the teams who won the Super Bowl, and that's who I was jealous of, because I wanted that to be me. But never an individual team, but just whoever got the trophy at the end. Cause that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, I will say, my team that I was most jealous of, I was not an athlete, by the way. I'm not a former NFL player. But the team I was most jealous of over the last 20 years has been the Patriots, because they won the Super Bowl most. Tony, great stuff, man. I can't wait to see what happens this weekend. Can't wait to hear you call on the station. We appreciate your time, bud.
Thank you. It's going to be two great games this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.